Not at all, because we are talking about a quality which has no quantities. You cannot be half in love. You cannot be 99% in love. That's a transformation from me to a lover. Because a lover has no me. There is no place for liking. What do you like? If you are really in love, you like whatever that fellow loves. Period. Personal preferences doesn't exist. That's it. As simple as that. But what? But you cannot definitely say no to all of this. Why? Honestly, you don't know. Nobody could. That's what we're talking about. That's what he is talking about. Now, the story is done. We have arrived to a moment that this book, this philosophy, declared that let go of the old values. All of it. Even the best of it from the best source, which is your father. Your father, who is the king, with three boys. Why three boys? There is no girl for this king. The girl is a picture up to now, right? Because that's the logical part. These three fellows, the king will give them everything and ask them for one thing only. Don't go there. What do? They go there. That's a trick. Yeah. It's explained to you. But did you get it? This is something which is happening in time. It's not in the past. I'm not talking about a good man which lived 800 years ago. I'm talking about this is in my hand and gives me the information. Yeah. I'm not like those who were sitting and listening to him. Do you know who were listening to him when he was talking this? Those fellows who killed Shams. You? They're there. This book is written for we. And is working in we. Because it's for we. It's not for me. Single fellow, your personal, egoistic, self-loving fellow is in no use here, really. But you cannot put it aside, could you? Could you? What did he say? Because you When you're thinking, you're talking. You're talking to yourself even. That's what the butterfly doesn't. That's why we could learn. We are in a very delicate situation. The first guy has arrived over there, right? And he's experiencing the presence of that king, which is the king of the king of the king, and all the stories go to that guy. He knows it. What does he do? I didn't ask what do you want him to do, because you're nobody. He does whatever he likes. Amazingly, we cannot say he doesn't know who he is and why he is here. But he plays a game with it. Why? If you are asking why, go back. You are thinking logical. Rumi is trying in here to explain to you to be able to put aside all your desires, your wishes, your whatever. Put it aside and accept this as a miracle. Do you know what it means, miracle? Miracle means the brain is not capable of understanding this. That's the meaning of miracle. Arabic language, mu'jize. Something that will make this ajiz. It doesn't work. So, today we hear another part of it. Read it.
Expounding the tradition of Mustafa, said, "The blessings of God be upon me. When I am the protector of anyone, Ali too is his protector." So that the hypocrites asked sarcastically, "Was not he satisfied with the obedience and service rendered by us to himself, that he bids us render the same service to a sniveling child?"
A very simple, good, logical question. Okay, some fellow is a teacher. So, we believed in him. We believed in him to be our master. Now, he will choose someone else to replace him? That was my choice. I became a follower of this prophet. The second one should be my choice as well, right? This is illogical. And Rumi wants to explain it to you. Yes.
For this reason, the prophet, who labored with the utmost zeal, applied the name protector, Maula, to himself and to Ali.
He was talking in the last paragraph about what? there was a judge, oh, who was cheated and he was made in the box, and the box is in the market sold, and we will follow it in the next paragraph, that again the lady tries to get that fellow, and that fellow will say, oh, now I have the experience, look for someone else. This is the middle of that story. Because of that story, Rumi will say, haha, let me explain this for you, because this is what happens because of that. Yes?
He said, my cousin Ali is the protector and friend of everyone who is under my protection. Who is the protector? He that sets you free and removes the fetters of servitude from your feet.
Ah. When he said, this is my replacement and he will be your savior, means what? Doesn't mean that this is the master and you're the slave. It means that this fellow will give you your freedom. From what? From yourself. You should be safe from you, and this fellow will do it, yes?
Since prophethood is the guide to freedom, freedom is bestowed on true believers by the prophets.
Logically, you don't believe in this. You believe that the prophet is a leader and the believers are the followers. Because logically, you know what leader and follower is. Logically, in the herd, you will learn it. Who is the leader? Who is the follower? Here, we are not talking about that. We are talking about the freedom. To get rid of your permanent fear. Because animal lives with fear. We don't have to. This is the difference. Yes?
Rejoice, O community of true believers. Show yourselves to be free as the cypress and the lily. But do you like the gay colored garden? And every moment, give unspoken thanks to the water. The cypresses and the green orchard mutely thank the water.
Without the language. You learn the language, so you express everything with the language, and you think that everything should be expressed to you with the language, with reasoning, convince me, all that game, right? Here you will say, listen, if you are not a dumb animal, when you're looking at the forest is talking to you without language. The forest is telling you that thanks for sun and thanks for the water so we could grow. That's all they need, that's all they understand, and they express it if your brain is working. If you know and understand it, then forest is talking to you, and everything else. Everything is talking to you, but without the language. It's in